I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. This week, let's take a look at one of the most disrespected coins ever minted, the Jefferson Nickel. Why disrespected? First, except for mint quirks like overstrikes and double dies, there are really no valuable Jefferson Nickels. Look at our other common coins. The Lincoln Penny has two legendary collector's coins, the 1909 SVDB, worth from $750 to over $2,000, depending on condition, and the 1914 D Lincoln Penny is worth from $215 to $3,500. The Mercury Dime has the famous 1916 D, worth from $1,000 to $30,000. In Washington quarters, you've got the 1932 S, worth from $200 to over $6,000, and the 1932 D, from $200 to $22,500. But the most valuable regular issue Jefferson nickel is the 1950 D, worth 14 to 20 bucks. Ho hum. And on top of that, treasure hunters have problems with nickels because they ring in below pull tabs on their metal detectors. The only reason we have the Jefferson nickel is that the Buffalo nickel was so hard to mint. There's a law that says when a new coin design is adopted, it can't be changed for 25 years without an act of Congress. But after 25 years, the Treasury Department can change the coin without congressional input. Well, the Buffalo nickel was first issued in 1913, and exactly 25 years later, the minimum time to stick with the design, the Buffalo nickel was dumped because of the problems it was causing the mint. First, it wasn't flat enough, and the dies that minted it often broke. Second, the date was poorly placed, and it stood too high on the coin, causing it to wear off fast. How many Buffalo nickels have you found with no date? So they got rid of the Buffalo nickel as fast as they could. In January 1938, the United States Mint announced an open competition for the design of a new nickel, with the prize of $1,000 to the winner. They stipulated that a portrait of Thomas Jefferson be on the front, and a rendition of Jefferson's home, Monticello, or Monticello if you prefer, be on the back. Why Thomas Jefferson? After Washington and Lincoln, he was probably the most popular president, and we were fast approaching Jefferson's 200th birthday. 390 artists entered designs, and the winner was Felix Schlag, a German immigrant who had been in the German army in World War I and had come to the United States just 9 years before he designed the Jefferson nickel. Though he was named winner of the contest, he was asked to redesign the back of his nickel, which had a cartoonish distortion of Monticello. Sadly, Felix Schlag had to use his $1,000 prize to pay for the funeral of his wife. Nobody's quite sure why, but Felix's initials were left off the coin. Finally, in 1966, 28 years after the coin was first minted, a tiny FS was added underneath the bust of Jefferson. During World War II, the metal nickel was needed for the war effort, and the Jefferson nickel was 25% nickel. The other 75% was copper. So during the war, the nickel was reformulated. There was a major problem with that, though. Many vending machines took nickels. Remember, put another nickel in the Nickelodeon? And these machines were designed to reject counterfeit nickels. So the replacement nickel, with no nickel in it, had to be made of an alloy that would make it through the vending machine counterfeit test. The war nickels, as they were called, were made of 56% copper, 35% silver, and 9% manganese, and they were minted from 1942 through 1945. The idea was to go back to nickels made of nickel after the war, so these silver nickels had large mint marks over the dome of Monticello. This would make them easy to identify and removed from circulation when the war was over. But they weren't pulled out of circulation, and they're still occasionally found in nickel rolls today. In 2004, massive changes hit our nickels. Several different backs were used on the nickel, a buffalo, the ocean, a keelboat, and a peace medal. In 2005, the portrait of Jefferson was modernized and shunted to the far left of the coin. In 2006, Jefferson's portrait switched from a profile to a front view, and the traditional back with Monticello was returned to the nickel. If you're new to metal detecting, you'll find a lot of help in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. And if you're an old pro, you'll still pick up a ton of new tricks. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. And even if you don't order the book, you'll find a lot of free articles there too. TreasureManual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.